Many claim that, laughter is therapeutic. It's good for your health. It'll make your hair shiny, your teeth white. I mean, is that true, basically?
Yes, it definitely is. They say laughter is the best medicine. And actually, our research has shown that that's actually true. It does a lot of benefits. It reduces stress and depression. We call it an internal jogging because it gives a good massage to all the internal organs. It strengthens the immune system. It increases oxygen supply to your body and brain, which is very important because oxygen level in your body and brain helps with reduced diseases. It even enhances weight reduction. It reduces blood pressure and heart rate. They're also using it with cancer patients, with kidney patients in dialysis. So it's got a lot of modalities.
So who attends? Is it primarily people who are sad, who need a little levity in their lives?
It's really a cross culture, a cross section of people who are just curious about the laughter. We've got physicians, people in the medical fields, people that just are curious about it.
We have laughter yoga leaders, a lot of leaders from all over the world, all over the world actually.
Well, let me ask you about that. You do have a variety of events planned for the conference, and I noticed that yoga does play a prominent role. What is laughter yoga?
Well, laughter yoga was started by a doctor in India in 1995, Dr. Madan Kataria, and it's all about just helping people laugh to increase their joy and lighten up a little bit because we're so serious. Of course, all the health benefits. And what we do is we laugh for absolutely no reason. We don't use humor. We don't watch funny movies. We just laugh for no reason. We do silly exercises, and we intersperse deep breathing and just to help people laugh and have a good time and reap the benefits, the health benefits.
Right. And the exercises can actually be modified for seniors where you're in your chair and you're doing some breathing kind of things with help of respiration, and it increases oxygen. So you can really modify it to whatever population you're with.
Does laughter come from within? I've always thought laughter was the result of some external stimuli, hence the phrase, make me laugh or don't make me laugh.
You know, there's a beautiful synergy when you get a lot of people together for the purpose of laughing. And it's rare that you specifically come together for the purpose of laughing. And that's what this whole laughter movement program is about. It's getting together for the purpose of laughing. So though you may not feel like laughing, and we often say at the beginning, fake it until you feel it. And so at the beginning, you may go, ha, 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 ha. But when you have a room full of people doing that, it becomes genuine and it does come from within.
So it is contagious.
Very, very contagious.
In fact, I saw on you're making me laugh. So. I saw on your website that there's a guy who has, I think he's billed as, has the most contagious laugh in the world, Doug Collins?
Doug Collins. Yes, Doug Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a weird laugh? Is it?
You'll have to come and see.
You'll have to come and see, yeah.
You cannot sit still after you've heard his laugh.
Yeah, it's contagious. It's the most contagious laugh in the world. And he was discovered at the Comedy Barn in Tennessee. And he was actually in the audience, and he was called up. And then he started laughing. And once he started laughing, the audience could not stop laughing. All of the comedians that were scheduled went and sat down. Because he's just incredible. It's just this incredible laugh. And the video of him went viral.
Does he make a living at it? Is this what he does for his profession now? He goes around the country making people laugh?
No, actually, he's a bus driver. But he has gotten famous for his laugh.
Right. And in addition to the conference, which will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the day, we've got this American Laughing Championship on Saturday night, which will feature Doug and several people from around, actually, the globe who have competed in laughing. And it's open to everyone. It's $20 a ticket to come in Saturday night at the Hotel Capitol Park Atlanta on Capitol Avenue. And everyone will get to experience, they'll be laughing their heads off.
The laughing championship that you're going to have,
mm-hmm.
The contestants, are they genuinely laughing or are they faking it? Or does it matter?
I've not been to my first laughing championship. I have met Ricky Donato from Canada, who is framed as the maniacal laugher. And I met him a couple weeks ago. He was in town for business, and several of us got together to meet him, and we had a small laughter session. He's very genuine. I had never met him. We didn't know, no one knew each other in the room, and our ribs were hurting from laughing after 15 minutes.
Then we also have Julie Ostro, who is the 2013 American Laughing Champion, and she's going to be here to defend her title.
Are some people more prone to laughter than others? I believe some people seek out situations where they're going to laugh. They may go to a comedy club or something like that, while others don't. Have you found that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like as we get older, we get more serious. And the research shows that we actually forget to laugh. So as we get older, we need to lighten up more. And that's what this is all about.
Well, you have a whole lot of speakers coming, a lot of seminars, lots of different activities. We talked about the Laughing Championships. Anything else you'd like to highlight?
Yes, we have a lot of amazing keynote speakers. One is Dr. Neil Shulman, who is a professor at Emory University. He's also the real Doc Hollywood from the movie Doc Hollywood, starring Michael J. Fox. And he actually wrote and produced that movie. At one time, he was CEO of Patch Adams Organization. So he uses laughter in his practice, and he's just an amazing, amazing guy. We also have Dr. Joyce Reynolds, who is an international motivational speaker. And we have Shireen Richter from South Africa, who is a laughter coach and happiness professor, she calls herself.
Mm-hmm. And she'll actually be doing some workshops for businesses, how to introduce laughter into your work environment for employee productivity. She's trained thousands of people in the private and government sector in South Africa. So we're excited to offer her workshop to the business community as well.
Any clowns?
Not clowns per se, not professional clowns, but we're all sort of clowns.
Right. And Hotel Capitol Park in Atlanta is where the out-of-town guests will stay. We're anticipating about 150 registrants. The venue is going to be at 341 Kelly Street in Atlanta, and it only holds about 140 people. So we want people to register early at southernfriedlaughter.com. All program details are on that website.
I have a knock-knock joke for you, okay? Ready?
We're ready.
You start it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Steve.
Yeah, I got you, didn't I? Okay. Laurie Sugarman and Debbie Ellison are co-facilitators of the Southern Fried Laughter Conference, the third annual international conference. Thank you, ladies. Thanks for coming in. Great to see you.
Thank you so much,
Thank you so
Steve.
Much.
Thank you.